listening to Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM in Vancouver Co-op Radio. Welcome to the show. It's Tasha Sims. Andrew's away, so he'll be back maybe not for a couple of weeks. We miss him enormously, but we carry on. Tonight's guest is Chandler, and Chandler is the creator and the founder of the Body Soul Spirit Expo. It's coming to Vancouver Friday, February 2nd. It goes until February 4th, and this year at the Croatian Cultural Center on Commercial Drive. It's going to be a fantastic gathering of community connection, opportunity for expansion with some of the world's most inspirational and life-changing authors, speakers, and teachers. So welcome to the show, Chandler.
It's great to be here, Tasha.
So 1995, is that for real? That's when you started organizing Body, Spirit, Soul, or is that when it started?
That's when we started putting it together and putting together our first spring show, which happened in 1996. So yeah, 21.
That's crazy.
22 years.
So I would think most people know about the event, but if they don't, what is it that, let's just start off with, what would compel a person to come? What could they hope to walk away having experienced?
Well, that's a really, really interesting question because that's changed over the years. But now what I'm finding is most people come to the show to interact and connect with people and find ways of living a more holistic lifestyle. So happier, healthier, more conscious, more successful. But now what we're seeing is there's a real shift to a lot more community involvement too. So touching base with the community. Something magical happens that we're missing in the world today because of all of the online and everything else we do, and we're connected by our iPhones and iPads. So we get together a lot less. We think that interaction is good enough, like seeing what someone's up to on their, you know.
Hopefully under like 10 seconds, or I don't know what the attention span's supposed to be.
Exactly.
It's certainly gotten into little sound bites or something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So there's really a need to come together as a community and actually in a physical space, and there's something magical that happens when you do that where you end up connecting with people in ways you never would have. We've got so many stories that we could go on to over the years of people that have connected through these shows, not only people visiting, connecting with exhibitors, but other visitors connecting with visitors. My favorite story is how we had a lady from the island come over and meet a guy who she eventually married.
Come on.
From Ocean Resorts, if you know that. What is it? I can't quite remember it. And so they exhibited in the show. And years later, their son becomes an Ayurvedic doctor and is in the show.
Wow.
So it's generational now.
That's a cool story. Yeah. So how do you decide who you're going to invite? You've got some tremendous speakers and presenters, and we're going to get into that in this hour. But how do you actually pick?
Well, we actually don't do a lot of the picking. We put out a call, and we do a bit of jurying who applies. But we encourage certain people to apply. We have various categories we want to cover. So we have intuitive arts, we have healing arts, we have spirituality, we have natural products and natural healers. And we actually have a list of over 200 different categories we go through, like different healing arts, so there's no running over each other. So that's how the call goes out, and the people that call and book and actually join us at the show by filling out that registration form that we approve, that's how it all comes together, and they find us. We just put the call out.
Is there anything for 2018 that's sort of blowing your mind that feels innovative or new? That let's start with maybe products and services. Is there anything that has just amazed you where you're going, I want to know more about this. This sounds pretty trippy.
Well, you know, I have one of the best jobs in the world because I get to talk to these people all day long and learn all kinds of stuff and learn what they're offering. And there's just so much that I've actually learned this year. So we've got a lot of authors. This year we've had more. We've like Jeffrey Armstrong with the Vedic Academy of Arts and Sciences there. And I'm really looking forward because we've been talking for, I think he said 20 years since the beginning. And he's never been able to make it to the show because he's in such high demand all over the world. You know the old story, prophets never accepted in their own hometown. Mm-hmm. So he does more internationally than he actually does here in Vancouver a lot of times. So he's doing something that I think is absolutely brilliant, which is his workshop, which is on Sunday 4 to 6, if you look it up, which is the alchemy of relationships, discovering your feminine and masculine planets. So it's really about not only our intimate relationships, but how we relate to everybody and who we see them as. And that's really exciting. And then the other thing...
Before you leave that topic, can I ask you a question about it?
Sure can.
Because I know you're also an astrologer, so you should be able to answer this one. I looked at that and I went, your planets, masculine, feminine, and I have an understanding of which is which. Mm-hmm. Who decided that and how come? What makes Mars masculine, Venus feminine, Jupiter masculine? Like, where does that come from?
You know, I wrote an article years ago about how maybe we actually project those onto the planets. Mm-hmm. But who actually decided that? Mm-hmm. It's a traditional wisdom that's always been there. I imagine Mars, because it's known as a red planet and has a very masculine, fiery sort of energy to it. It was just those more active ones were considered masculine. And traditional astrology doesn't do a whole lot to address the feminine. There's actually only two archetypes. There's the moon and Venus. So either the mother or the wife.
Right.
Or the lover.
The lover, yeah.
So... In years, we've started redefining like what exactly it is. And I know when I look at a chart now, I see so many people that embody the masculine planets as a woman just as well and are doing it in a completely different way. The other thing is, I know in my practice as an astrologer, I use a lot of the asteroids that actually are more feminine as well, to sort of balance things out, because we're reaching out for more roles and understanding as women, especially now. Interesting thing you brought up, masculine and feminine. Jupiter just went into Scorpio and almost synchronized perfectly with the Me Too movement.
So Jupiter is masculine. Scorpio, yes?
Yeah. It's more masculine, but it has to do with what we believe and where society and these sort of how we choose to believe as a whole, like humanity itself.
Our perceptions
and where we need to grow. And going into Scorpio, it's going into a sign that's typically to do with more sexuality. And our sexuality and how we use it. So Jupiter expands and really brings more knowledge and understanding wherever it goes. So going into Scorpio and corresponding with the Me Too movement, it's showing that it's really bringing that whole respect of sex back into. I mean, we no longer can harass people sexually, whether, and it doesn't matter who you are, it's... We even saw it I remember looking at it and saying, this is even going to touch people like the president. And it did, because it hit his ascendant when it did, with his Mars sitting right there. So
The feeling for me is that it's bringing things into light, as opposed to it being in the shadows.
Very
and,
much.
And dark.
It's a new paradigm whenever something enters a new sign. It's a shift of paradigms. And it's often a reaction to whatever was before it. So in Libra, it was sort of maintain the status quo, keep the balance.
That's
whatnot.
What it was before?
That's what it was.
We're leaving. Mm-hmm.
So then moving from Libra into Scorpio, now it's really about honoring the sanctity and sacredness of our sexuality and how it is something that we have to respect.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting the Me Too movement with women, that's just the energy point. That's a flash point.
Just the beginning.
Exactly.
It's not really about just that. You can feel that. You can feel that something is doing, there's more going on than just exposure, right? There's more to come, because you can't stop there. This isn't about good guys and bad guys. If we stop at that, we're not evolving anywhere.
It is, exactly. And in astrology, there never is. I mean, traditional astrology often looked at these sort of planets as being malefic or benefic,
right.
Or good or bad. And it truly, the only time a planet is actually manifest as something difficult is when we impede its energy somehow, when we're not ready to express it. If we can't express the energy,
we don't go with it, then we're fighting it. Is that what you
exactly.
mean?
Exactly. So it's resistance to what is.
Right.
So we only, like, create that kind of dysfunction in our life when we're resisting what actually is happening in the world. So it's interesting because it really is the sort of, I have to explain the little bit of difference of the astrology I do. I'm a esoteric astrology. It comes from the Hermetic tradition, which is where the Emerald Tablets came from, if you've heard of them.
I haven't.
But the movie The Secret sort of touts that as a source. But it goes back to a guy called Hermes Trismegistus, who coined this sort of axiom, what is above is also below, what is within was also without. So everything in our world, the planets sort of reflect what's going on as a society and as a person as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you see cycles within cycles, and it keeps the order of the universe. And we're just, when we look at the stars, that's what we're actually seeing is the flow of everything evolving together.
I like that, because that certainly gives more motivation to take a look at astrology rather than, oh, I want to, you know, read my horoscope, see how today's going. I mean, this is so much deeper to say that it's a mirror for our psychological and the cycles that we're going through as human beings.
It is, yeah. And you'll see, for example, the discovery of penicillin happened on a major conjunction, and you take a look at Pasteur. And you see his personal chart lining up perfectly with that Pluto-Virgo-Uranus conjunction that happened at that time, which is a shift in paradigm. So we started seeing the whole world shift around. So you see collective evolution connecting with personal, and then when you start seeing that and follow the cycles, you can almost write the story itself.
So what are you going to be talking about at Body, Spirit, Soul? Because I know you're doing a presentation on astrology, but connected with the chakras, is that right?
Actually, I usually do, but I actually won't be doing it this year because we had so many people that talked me into. So we're letting Jeffrey do most of the astrology stuff at the show, and a few other people too.
Well, so tell our listeners what else Jeffrey's topics will be, because he's got a couple of talks. The workshop, as you mentioned, this one about the tantric masculine feminine elements of planets is on Sunday, you said, right?
It is. So it's 4:00 to 6:00, and then of course we'll be talking about the concert that follows that. But his first talk starts at 4:00. He's going to be talking about loving and living in your body. So it's really quite interesting, because if you're familiar with sort of the Vedic science of astrology, it goes into the doshas, or the elements of the body, and which predominates and all that. And so he's going to be teaching techniques on how to actually live your life in harmony with your astrological constitution or Vedic constitution. So so that's 4:00. And then this one's really interesting. It's how karma is created and how to change your karma. So that's Saturday at 2 p.m. And we've all heard about karma and that, and he has some really interesting ways of looking at it. Karma is actually really about what we've sort of paying the balance from what we've actions we've done in the past, and it's not always bad. I mean, karma works both ways. If we've done a lot, we've got a lot of great karma in that, and that's actually shown in the chart as well, sort of in Western as well as Vedic astrology looks at. How I look at it, and how most astrologers do, is that the natal chart really is the intent of incarnation. It brings all of the things that you brought into this life on a very subtle level, and you actually resonate with that gateway that you incarnate through. So in the first breath, which is sacred in astrology, when we draw our first breath, I mean, it goes back to the Bible, and when God breathed the life of breath into man, and he became a living soul. So they literally take that as the time of incarnation. But so we bring that all up, and it's really how we deal with what's in our chart now, because we have choices that's actually creating our next life as well, but also our future experiences. So karma in astrology is a chance to actually work with your karmic
destiny.
Karma, yeah, exactly, in your chart.
Yeah. Do you believe we agreed to that destiny pre-birth? Do you think it's
personally
part of
yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I think that time is, this is going to get into some really interesting
areas. We like interesting areas.
But yeah,
go for it.
But time is non-linear. I mean, we actually choose to become physical beings and are drawn back into this life for very specific reasons. We choose the chart. The chart doesn't choose us, but we choose what we do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that it draws into our life, because it's there to create the circumstances for us to evolve and move forward, is a choice we make. And the better choices we make, if, again, like we talked together, doing it consciously or unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go with the unconscious manifestation, then it's going to bring up challenging situations if we resist it. But if we look at it and go, oh, this is what happens, and you have a really good astrologer, they can really help you deal with your sort of karma.
Like getting a map, right?
It is,
that you agreed to, that you went, okay, here's what I'm going to do in this lifetime.
And yeah, exactly. And sort of free will versus destiny, we do have the choice of how we deal with those energies. But it really is, we're dealing with ourselves. Just, you know.
So we're going to get into all the many presenters that you're going to have. We'll do that after we take a short break. I wanted to feature some more music. We started off with Sacred Fire, and I know that they are doing the closing ceremony at the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo. So tell us a bit about them and what that event's going to be like. You said it was also a standalone event, the closing.
Yeah, well, what it is we decided to work with Unite Vancouver, which is Shine Kelly and Crystal, and asked them to put together sort of a concert at the end to sort of close off the event. So they introduced me to Sacred Fire, and they do some, I don't know, it's different from, but similar to, like, you're familiar, we're going to play it, but Deva Premal, but it's a lot of sacred music and a lot of stuff that where there's sort of dance and movement. I know Julia Blue is going to be there as well, and it's using your voice in order to sort of shift your energy in that. So it's going to be I know they're incorporating drumming and a little bit of shamanic stuff as well, and so it's something that's brand new to the expo.
And when will that be? What time does that start?
Right after Jeffrey's Sunday 2-hour workshop on the masculine and feminine planets, there's a break. They're going to be setting up. So from 6 o'clock to 7, and then 7 o'clock, that's the actual event. They'll be able to attend that.
And definitely our listeners can expect it to be experiential. It's not just sitting, listening. You're getting absorbed and into
this. I can't wait to find out more about it, but he's done a lot of different events, and there's always a lot of movement and a lot of fun, and you leave feeling your vibration just at a totally new level.
Which is so cool after a weekend of tasting and participating.
Isn't that a perfect way to sort of clear your energy and go home?
Yeah, it is. So let's take a listen to a little more from Sacred Fire. This piece is called Continuum, Sacred Earth. Actually, the CD is Continuum, and it's Sacred Earth, a grounding song that connects us with the wisdom of our ancestors. You're listening to Conscious Living Radio, 100.5 FM in Vancouver, Co-op Radio.
Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amrita. Pull the rain. Padma Urvarukami Babandana Amrityar Mukshiyam Amritat Mukshiyam Amritat
at 100.5 FM Conscious Living Radio. I'm Tasha Sims. You're listening to Sacred Fire. And they are closing the Body, Spirit, Soul Expo that's coming to Vancouver February 2nd, all through the weekend to February 4th. At the end, there's a workshop with Jeffrey Armstrong and then this incredible experiential happening at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And that's just a taste of it. But even listening to it, this little bit, you can feel that to be in that presence and to have people that aware and tuned in offering their gifts is going to be a powerful experience.
Exactly. And that's the thing about this particular type of music is it's an opening to something beyond just music. They're bringing in presence. They're bringing in incredible energies that really do shift. And I know I've experienced at several concerts in that over my life where it's been able to shift me into higher states of being.
Mm-hmm.
And give you a taste. And so you have sort of a touchstone where you go, oh, that's what it's like to be that grounded yet that open to sort of the universal flow.
How do you think the art form of music does that? Why is music so healing?
It resonates. It really, what it is it goes through every molecule of your body. We know that it passes on a vibration, so each vibration will open and unlock something. So in essence, music is a type of vibrational medicine.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And then it's also combined with a lot of sacred stuff as well as words with great intent and carry with it like great sort of, energies that open you up, mm-hmm. like we were saying before.
And you said Julie Blue as well is going to be at this closing event performing?
Yeah, she is as well.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. Let's start with Friday night. And kind of take our listeners through it. And first of all, before we do that, you've been doing this a long time. Do you have a sense of the best way to get the most out of the weekend?
Well, the show is sort of really created as a way for people or the public to explore and experience all these different modalities and all of these different ways that they can live a more holistic life. So what we've done is and this was when we started the show 21 years ago, this was brand new, the concept of creating a space where, you know, the traditional trade show, you go in and you get information and pamphlets, mm-hmm. and whatnot about different companies and the products, and then you buy them in a store or whatnot. We wanted to create something a lot different. So when we created the show, we wanted to create an environment where you could actually go in and sit down with an intuitive advisor or get an Ayurvedic chart done or a Vedic Vedic astrology done, or get your access bars done, or Reiki sessions. And every booth has something like that. They'll either have a product or a service or a program. There's a lot of schools there, like schools for meditation and where you can learn more. And so that's one thing you want to do, is walk the floor and get to know people and book in sessions with them if you feel you're drawn to a particular person. And all those people, like getting them together in that one room, it would take you years to go around and actually spend time driving to each of their places individual. Mm-hmm. So that alone is great. And then, of course, most people spend time going back and forth. They'll book a consultation, check the schedule, and sit on the lectures that they want to. And just come in with an open heart and an open mind, and you know, you'll find something. You'll connect.
And is there food as well available on the premises, or do people have
There is, and actually the co-founder of the show actually is working on, which is Brad Simpson with the Croatian Center, on a healthy sort of more conscious sort of menu plan for the show as well. So yeah, it's a great place. Forget breakfast or forget lunch or dinner. Come down, and there will be food there as well. I don't know if the Croatian Center is so central and all that as well. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you're right on Main Street. No, right on the
right on
drive.
Commercial. Yeah. Yeah, Commercial and close to Broadway.
Right.
So just down from the Broadway Commercial station, I think it is.
So it starts on Friday.
It does.
What time?
Well, we start Friday. We open it to the public at 3:00, and we go till 9:00. Then Saturday we go from 10:00 to 7:00, and then 11:00 till 6:00 on Sunday. And then, of course, 6 to 7 where you sort of close off the show. But that's when we invite everybody. So I know we're inviting all the exhibitors in that, you know, to sort of get away from the booth from a bit, maybe have it packed up, mm-hmm. and hang out and just be in that energy with them, mm-hmm. with Unite and their alchemy event.
Nice. Is that what it's called? The closing ceremony with Sacred Fire is called Alchemy?
That's the name of the event, yeah.
Okay.
So it kind of fits
that.
Alchemy of Relationships with Jeffrey.
Right.
And then Alchemy, the event with all of this great, you know, high energy, high vibrational space we're creating with sound and all that with the Sacred Fire and Julie Blue. So there's a couple of other really interesting people, too. We actually have, I don't know if you're probably familiar, because I think Conscious Living Radio has a lot of great people on it, but one of Barbara Brennan's students, and one of her top students, she's pretty amazing, is coming down for the show, Della Reside, from Cellular Consciousness Healing. And she's been in a few of our shows, and amazing person. She actually visualizes and gets into all kinds of issues where she sees things within the chakras, much like, well, she is a fully certified by Barbara Brennan and one of her top students. But she's also, what's interesting is if you read her background, she has like a incredible medical background, like what is it, epidemiology. And
why did you define that for our listeners?
Epidemiology is basically switching off and on genes, from my understanding, and how consciousness affects the body.
Mm-hmm.
But she worked for, I'd have to read her bio, and I don't have it with her. But
so she's doing a presentation, a talk?
What she's doing cellular conscious healing at the show, and she's speaking on all 3 days.
But you could actually work with her? Is that what you're
saying? You can,
yes. That's pretty awesome.
Which is an incredible opportunity, because it's interesting that's trying to bring up her site now as I'm looking at it. But yeah, so she's Friday at 5:00, and then she's Saturday and Sunday as well. We talked about a little bit in the sort of earlier part of our segment about the law of attraction and what you know. We also have Lawrence Bradenhorst there. So he's an up-and-coming author, and he has a talk on, I believe, all 3 days, but The Inner Game of Wealth, How to Leverage the Power of Your Subconscious Mind to Unlock the Future of Your Dreams. So that's another big thing at the show as well, that everything we bring in is about finding something that will help you grow as an individual and realize you're the highest expression of who you are. So being, I know it's popular to say, but being your best you sort of thing. Then we've got the Meal Institute there as well. So that's Deborah Meal. And she's talking at 6:30 on Friday and then every day. And she's talking about how transformation doesn't have to be hard. It can actually be a joyful experience. And yeah, so a lot of great topics. Actually, one that's really interesting, we have you heard the series or the show Ghost Rescuers?
No.
Okay, it's really
popular. But I can imagine.
Mark has. Yeah, we have someone from there.
Huh.
So she's going to be talking about, and it's interesting because she has a different view. She doesn't believe that places are haunted, but people are.
Hmm.
But so that's a little bit different. So her, that's Dr. Jane Gibson, and she's going to be talking about ghosts, entities, and spirits and what the difference are. So it shows the variety of what we have there. We actually have another Yotish, which is a traditional Vedic astrologer or a Vedic practitioner, Achara Aman, coming as well. And he's the author of a book called How to Become the Master of Your Own Destiny, a Yoga Perspective. Oh, there's so much. Then if we go into natural health, there's another a company that's coming to the show that has some great people that have always given just mind-blowing presentations. But it's an organization called True Hope.
Mm-hmm. I think we've had the founder on the show.
Well, the founder's daughter is going to be there, and she's going to be talking about achieving mental and emotional well-being. But what's really interesting, I had spent a lot of time, and I had become sort of friends with Stefan, which is her brother,
mm-hmm.
or David Stefan's,
yeah,
and Tony Stefan's son.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a lot about how their remedies not only affect emotional and mental well-being, but consciousness. So you see, when you start taking the right supplements that they have, that you start like developing a more and more complex synaptic pattern within the brain, so which shows a higher level of functioning.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have a really cool product that they're going to be talking about, which is desonet iodine, which is predigested iodine. And it actually decalcifies the pineal gland. So if
wow.
you know about that and the pineal gland's role in consciousness. So I don't think as a company they talk much about that. But and, of course, it's sort of just something that we've talked about. But I thought your listeners would be particularly
mm-hmm.
interested in that because
mm-hmm.
mental health and spiritual health go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so.
Just so your listeners know, our lulls are because he's looking it up on his phone.
Yeah, I apologize for that. So, yeah. The other thing, a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with the works of Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, and I think you guys have had her on your show, Maureen Edwardson. From Inner Resonance Therapy on?
I haven't met her myself.
But she's presenting on all 3 days too. So again, she talks about waking up to your magical self, but from a inner resonance theory where we actually go into the cells and we clear, mm-hmm. you know, sort of debris within the consciousness of the shells and shift our lives. And it's really quite magical. So yeah.
So that's Friday night?
That's actually pretty well. I'm just looking and seeing if we have anything new for Saturday.
Do they speak on the same subject matter on different days, or do they kind of mix it up?
They do mix it up a little bit, some of them, and then some of them do present the same thing, but sort of course they do it a little differently each day too.
Mm-hmm. So basically you get there and you can create your own itinerary. You can wander around, you know, if you're there for the whole weekend and you see someone on the Friday, they're speaking again on the Saturday, that might be the time that you decide, oh, I'm going to go book a session. Like, you basically can create your own experience for the whole weekend, right?
It is, yeah. It's like open sort of format, so you can, you don't have to schedule these lectures, you can just walk in and walk right, out anytime right. you want and enjoy as many as you want. We have people that all we've seen in the front chair of the lectures when we open and have been there right till the evening and save their chair for the whole time, and it's really 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 quite interesting to watch. So yeah.
And I guess there's also an opportunity to go shopping, right? But instead of doing consumerism out, you know, madness, you're actually looking at your health and going, what are these products and how could they help me?
Well, I like to call them sort of lifestyle embellishments. Like, there's a lot of crystals there usually at most of our shows, but then there's natural health products. There is one thing that is there is... We have a lot of information from a couple of exhibitors on CBD and hemp products as well. So there's a bit of that there. There's a lot of handmade jewelry. You'll see a lot of people offering sessions like mediums, psychics, astrologers, and those are always incredibly popular at our show.
And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, it's the connection. It's creating community. It's having conversations with like-minded people.
It is.
Just that, spending a weekend in that vibration is going to be powerful.
It is. It's always a wonderful time.
So what do you want our listeners to know about this event? I know it's changing a little bit. Do you want to get into talking about that,
the new
changes that are coming up?
You know, it's interesting. When we started the shows like 21 years ago, back in 95, 96, there were really, really only two types of shows that we actually, and as I talked about, I did esoteric astrology and a few other things. So I traveled quite a bit to shows, and there was something really missing. There was psychic fairs, and then there is health shows or wellness shows. And there's a growing group of people of holistic practitioners and people from different healing modalities, most of them certified or trained in several of them, which was really common. And they really didn't feel they fit into either one of them. Back then, I think the wellness shows have become a lot more open, but back then it was really predominantly product-driven. So it was like all of the different natural foods and natural supplements and stuff like that. You might have naturopaths there. And I know because I used to apply to go into them, and it's like, an astrologer, that's way too woo-woo for us. So, but at the same time, there's a lot of them with the healing arts, and that didn't feel really sort of the psychic fair fortune telling sort of thing. What's my future? And you'll notice that with the shows that most of our people that are doing that kind of work are telling people how they're creating their life, not what they're creating or prophesying something that's going to happen because, the future is really fluid and is constantly changing, and we do have the power to actually create in life. So they were looking for something that would be sort of a middle path and be more inclusive of everybody. So we started the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo with the whole thing of Body, Soul, and Spirit, your holistic lifestyle event. And at that time, we saw it as bringing together two groups of people, all of these different practitioners and people with natural products, you know, the crystal booze, all of that, together with the people seeking. And it was really back in the, around that time, especially in places where we hold a show like Regina or Saskatoon, but not so much in Vancouver, but still, the majority of the people were very unfamiliar, or this was new. I mean, it was fascinating. It was a little bit on the edge. Now what we're finding is that whole dynamic shifted. So we're also working on shifting the show as well. So we had sort of what I like to call the seekers and the saviors back then.
Mm-hmm.
We had the people that had something to offer and the people looking.
Mm.
That's shifted. 70% of the people that come to our show have already taken various courses in healing. They know about crystals. And they're a completely different audience than we did before. So that's why we've come up with, and we're really working towards a new model, which is where it's more of one of oneness, where everybody is first a member. So people through the door, we see just as much as part of the community and having something to offer as people doing the booth. So there's a baseline of membership. So if you're visiting the show, you're very first a member that just happens to be visiting. If you're exhibiting, you're a member that happens to be exhibiting. If you're presenting, you're a member that happens to be presenting. So that's where we brought in this sort of membership. And it's optional with everybody that comes to the show. We're still building the platform, but the whole idea is to bring people together to share and then get away from
The separation.
But also get people interacting more often, like not only at the show, but something where we can build community throughout the year. So we built a website that were years ago that we're just redoing, where people can share what they're doing and comment and contribute content and articles and keep this thing going throughout the year. So that's the biggest shift happening with the show, and it's a ways away yet.
But that's the future. That's your vision.
Yeah.
So where can the listeners find out more about this and also go for tickets and to find out more about the people lecturing and offering workshops?
Yeah, well, the website is really simple. It's four words, bodysoulspiritexpo.com. So no ends or anything in it. So just the four words. And you'll find links to the tickets there as well. They're also available if you go directly to Eventbrite. But what I should mention is we have like 25,000 people as fans on Facebook. And tickets and our events are available there. You can actually go to Facebook. Just go Facebook, Body, Soul, Spirit Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll have it on our site, which is www.consciouslivingradio.org. You can buy tickets through there too.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a neat thing. You can get them right through Facebook now. That's kind of amazing how the social media is evolving.
So we only have a couple of more minutes. I love asking this question. If you had a wish for the world, if there was one concept, one knowing that you could impart to everybody and they apply it to their lives, just a little question, what would that be?
Live in love and joy every day and cherish each moment. Every moment's new. Every moment is, you never know where you're going to be in the future. There's nothing you can do about the past. So living in joyful awareness every moment is probably what I'd like to see everybody be able to do in the world.
And what did they do with the parts of them that aren't feeling so joyful in those moments?
Go a little deeper. Reach out. There's a lot of other people, and that's the whole thing about community. There's a really neat effect, and I think we talked about the magic of bringing people together and that. And there's almost a core vibration that happens when you bring conscious people together. And I watch this all the time. When you bring a bunch of conscious people together, people that are out of sync and all of that, almost get aligned, almost as if by osmosis.
Right.
So we can do that simply by bringing community together and all holding that presence together and change the world.
So we're going to leave with a track from Sacred Fire again. They're closing up the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo, which again, February 2nd through to February 4th. Get your tickets. See you out there and enjoy this piece of music. This one's called Healing Flow. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being on the show.
It has been wonderful.
Good night.
Maya, Maya, Maya.